New Testament Christianity is on the air. This gospel broadcast is designed to exalt Jesus Christ in original biblical Christianity. It is our desire to have no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. And now, your evangelist Ray Bennett of Delmarva Evangelism, Mr. Bennett.
It's revival time. Yes, it's revival time, Bible believers. We're trying to advocate revival in evangelism, Christian evangelism, and Christian revival. Revival centered in Jesus Christ. Revival centered in the Word of God. Revival centered in national repentance. Revival centered in the faithful teachings of the Word of God. Revival based on the Great Commission of Christ, who said to His disciples, "Go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized." The word baptized means immerse in any language. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And we're calling for revival. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a revival throughout America? Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a Christian revival, a genuine, straight-shooting Bible revival throughout all of Western Europe? And wouldn't it be wonderful if there would be revival throughout the world? Jesus Christ alone can bring hope. He alone is the hope. He alone is peace. And there's no salvation except through Jesus Christ. I remember in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, when many of Jesus' disciples started leaving Him, Jesus said to His own immediate disciples, "Will you also go away?" Do you Bible students remember what the Apostle Peter said? He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For Thou hast the words of eternal life." And so, if we reject Christ, there's no place to go. If we reject Christ, there's no salvation. If we reject Christ, there's no heaven, there's no hope. Christianity, Jesus Christ, the religion of the Bible, is the only religion that will bring salvation to a lost and a dying and a decadent race. We've been dealing the last 2 weeks with Hezekiah's revival, and in the midst of a sinful society, here Hezekiah looms as a man of God, surrounded by heathens, surrounded by idol worshipers, surrounded by compromisers, surrounded by kings that led the children of Israel down the road of wickedness and sin. But Hezekiah comes with his Bible, comes with the Word, and being a God-fearing, Bible-believing, praying man in his middle 20s, he calls for revival, and it's unbelievable what he did in bringing revival to his nation. I love it where the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 3 that Hezekiah did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Then in verse 4, he removed the high places. The children of Israel were guilty of unscriptural worship. They were worshiping in areas that had not been authorized by God, and they were worshiping in ways not authorized by God. And so, instead of saying, as long as you're following your conscience, instead of saying, if you really believe it, go ahead with it, he tore down and removed those high places. My friends, only God's way is the right way. Every other high place needs to be torn down. Maybe there are high places in your life that need to be eradicated. Things you're doing, things that you're involving yourself in. Maybe unscriptural worship. Maybe you're wearing an unscriptural name. You need to be named in your religion after Christ, not after some system of church government, not after some man, not after some method. It's a tragedy how far modern denominationalism has gotten from the original teachings of the Word of God. There's so many people out there that believe the Bible, that believe the Word of God, but they're being led down a blind alley through unscriptural denominationalism and unscriptural organizations and unscriptural names and unscriptural doctrines and unscriptural baptisms and unscriptural worship. And the Bible teaches that Hezekiah, when he came and found the wickedness of Israel, he did right in the eyes of the Lord. He removed the high places and he broke the images. I don't know whether he used axes or hammers or sledgehammers or whether he just picked them up and threw them down on the ground. But what they were worshiping, he put the sledgehammer to. What they were praying to, he put the axe to. And my friends, we need to put the sledgehammer to our image worship. We need to put the sledgehammer to image worship in our lives. And if there's images of any kind in our lives, any kind of images contrary to the Word of God. We need to get rid of those images. The Bible says He did that which was right in the eyes and in the sight of the Lord. This is 2 Kings 18 and verse 3. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and He broke the images. And now you're not going to believe what He did next. Do you remember that brazen serpent that Moses made and had put up before the people? You remember when they complained back in the wilderness and the snakes were biting them and destroying them by the thousand? And by the command of God, a brazen serpent was made and Moses had it put up, and the ones that looked at that brazen serpent were spared and the plague was stopped. Well, the people had started abusing that brazen serpent that Moses had used. They started worshiping that brazen serpent. You would have thought, my, that would be a holy relic for them to keep as a nation. But guess what Hezekiah did? He not only broke down the images, he not only cut down the groves, but he broke in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. Someone would say that would be sacrilegious. That should be kept as some kind of a memorial or some kind of a relic. Well, maybe they could have done it, but they were worshiping it. And God didn't want them to worship that brazen serpent. God doesn't want you worshiping a brazen serpent. He doesn't want you worshiping anything of any likeness in heaven or on this earth. Don't you bow your knee before an image. Don't you pray to a saint. Don't you be guilty of image worship. Hezekiah had a revival. He did right in the eyes of the Lord. He removed the high places. He broke the images. And he cut down the groves. And he broke the brazen serpent. My, as the revival was spreading through the Jewish nation, can you imagine what was happening? What an upheaval there must have been. It reminds me of the revival that came to this country over 100 years ago. Would you believe that in wine-bibbing, alcoholic, beer-drinking America, gambling America, would you believe that we had such a revival that for a period of time we actually outlawed alcohol? There were those that were preaching against alcohol, as there needs to be people preaching against alcohol today. Alcohol and religion don't mix. If you're a part of a religion that allows alcoholic beverages, you can safely say that it is a false religion. If you belong to a religion which allows you to drink and consume alcoholic beverages, you can rest assured that that is not a religion based on God and Christ and the Bible. Religion that is true religion is a teetotal religion, abstaining from alcohol, abstaining from beer. And if you're a Christian, you should never be seen walking out of a 7-Eleven with a six-pack. I've seen people of different races and people of different backgrounds go out of the stores with six-packs. And I think, my, what a shame. But can you imagine a revival hitting America where they outlawed that for a period of time? But then the mafia and the liberals came forward with a string of lies about the lawlessness that spread throughout the country during Prohibition, and that is false. It was a time where there were less laws broken. There were laws broken, of course. I remember Judge Veston Holt in one of the southern counties of Kentucky years ago. He's long since gone to be with the Lord. But he would allow me to go into court with him when I was preaching there. And I asked him about it, since he was a judge under the period of Prohibition, as well as under a judgeship when alcoholism was legalized. And he said he had much more to deal with by way of crime when alcohol was legalized. And friends, we need another revival to get rid of alcohol, to get rid of beer, to clean up this nation. You say it'll not happen? No, I don't guess it's going to happen. But that doesn't mean we can't preach the truth. It happened in Hezekiah's day. And if we would have some political leaders that instead of denying our God that gave us our freedom, instead of tongue-in-cheeking Jesus Christ, instead of denying the emphasis of the powerful words of God, instead of that, if they would stand for the truth, we might have a revival. But we're not having a revival because people are compromising Jesus, they're compromising God, and they're compromising the Bible. But Hezekiah didn't compromise. He took an axe and he took a sledgehammer to those images they were worshiping. He took a sledgehammer to the brazen serpent. Can you imagine? That so-called holy record, that holy replica that was constructed by Moses, he put an axe to it or a sledgehammer to it, and he broke it up. That was a part of Hezekiah's revival. And then we have a powerful statement in verse 5. You know, this revival indication that he brought about in Israel started out in verse 3, where it says he did that which's right in the eyes of the Lord. Now in verse 5 it says, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel. He trusted in the one Lord. My friends, you need to trust in the one Lord. The one Lord and God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the God of Israel. The God of Israel is the God of Jesus. The God of Israel is God and Jesus. The Bible says, dealing with the Old Testament, that the children of Israel drank from that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. Someone says, I've never heard that before. Say that again. When the children of Israel were back going through the wilderness, the Bible says they drank from that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. It was Christ that opened the waters and allowed the children to go through on dry ground. And that very Christ that delivered is being denied and rejected. His Messiahship is being rejected. The greatest prophet of all of Israel is being rejected. And he's being rejected across the board. And he's the only hope of the world. And we need an old-fashioned Hezekiah-style revival in our nation and in the nations of the world. Isn't it wonderful when it said Hezekiah trusted in the Lord? He put his confidence in the Lord. He put his commitment in the Lord. His commitment and his loyalty was not to his money, though he had plenty of that. His commitment was not to his property, although he had plenty of property. His commitment was to God. His commitment was to the truth. His commitment was to righteousness. And your commitment must be to God. Your commitment must be to Christ. Your commitment must be completely and only to the Son of God and His Word. And it says, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel. And it says in verse 5, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. Wouldn't it be tremendous to be able to have something like this said about your son, or said about you? The Bible says he trusted the Lord, and there wasn't any like him before him, there wasn't any like him after him. That was Hezekiah. My Ahab's name has gone down as a traitor. A king that led Israel down a blind path. Jezebel's name goes down as a wicked woman. Athaliah was wicked, but not Hezekiah. He brought about revival. My, what a revival he brought about. He did right, removed the high places, broke the images, cut down the groves, broke the brazen serpent that Moses made because they were worshiping it. He trusted in the Lord. He clave to the Lord. Verse 6, also verse 6, he departed not from following God. And also in verse 6, he kept the commandments. And revival came to the land. Well, revival can come to your land, wherever that is, by this same plan, capped off and based on the Son of God. If you're not a Christian, repent and be baptized. And start living for the Lord. Go back to the Bible. Take the Bible only. Be a Christian only. Start a New Testament Church of Christ in your home. Call it the Bible name. Practice the Bible doctrine. Have the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day. The churches of Christ salute you. Romans 16:16. Be tuned in. Next week, let's close with prayer. Father, I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for the truth. And I thank you for a man like Hezekiah that brought about such a powerful revival in his nation. May we have a revival like that in our land. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to New Testament Christianity, a non-denominational, Bible-centered broadcast designed to promote the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism of the Word of God. Tune in next week for more Heaven High, Hell Deep, and Worldwide Shotgun Barrel Straight Preaching. Address all correspondence to Raymond S. Bennett, P.O. Box 1507, Millsboro, Delaware 19966, or call 302-542-3744.